The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. 2 years ago, I made the following radio spot. Notice how closely it describes our current situation in Kentucky. I said, "Will casinos be good for Kentucky? Consider what will happen to Kentucky's government if casinos are allowed to come here. In a few years, the gambling industry will own Kentucky's government. With their overwhelming wealth, they will buy those legislators who can be bought. With that same wealth, they will influence elections and defeat those legislators who can't be bought, replacing them with people who will do their bidding. Thus, the gambling industry will eventually run Kentucky's government. Please call 1-800-372-7181 and leave a message for your state representative urging them to vote against any expansion of gambling in Kentucky. Let's preserve the liberty of our children by protecting Kentucky's government from the gambling industry." Well, folks, this very week, we've seen those controlled by the gambling industry violate their oath to protect Kentucky's Constitution, and casinos aren't even legal yet. Democratic leadership in the Kentucky House of Representatives removed a legislator, Dottie Sims, from the House Elections Committee simply because she voted against casinos in that committee meeting on Monday. They replaced her with two Democrats who are pro-casino. They evidently plan to run the bill through again very soon. If the House leadership had done what is normal, the bill to bring casinos to Kentucky would have been dead for this year. Last year, when a similar bill was voted down by one vote, they refused to give it any more consideration. That was the bill to stop the homosexual agenda by stopping partner benefits to homosexuals who work for UK and U of L. This same Democratic leadership would not even consider reintroducing that bill, even though they received a huge number of phone calls and emails from Kentucky's people saying our citizens wanted the homosexual agenda stopped. What's wrong with this picture? Ken Ostrander, director of the Family Foundation of Kentucky, stated this, quote, "display of raw political power is something the Family Foundation has not witnessed in nearly 20 years of working within the public realm," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're facing if we allow our legislators to vote for casinos to come to Kentucky. The few will rule the many, and our liberty will be gone. I don't believe you want that to happen, but if you don't contact your legislator at 800-372-7181, this is exactly what is going to happen. I urge you to make that phone call today and tell your state representative to vote no on any expansion of gambling, including a constitutional amendment to put it on the November ballot. Let your representative know you expect them to take a stand on this and that their vote is their stand. Let them know you're not believing this jargon about let the people decide, that you know you sent them there to be your decision. That's what a commonwealth is. It's not a democracy where all the people vote on each issue. We don't have time to make a living and maintain our families and keep up with all that's going on in government. We sent them there trusting they would vote the way we would vote if we were there. The Bible says, "When the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan." Will you call 800-372-7181 and insist that your state representative stand against casinos? If we want to protect the liberty of our children, we must stop casinos from coming to Kentucky and taking over our government. George Washington wrote these words about gambling. Quote, "This is a vice which is productive of every possible evil," end quote. He was right, including the evil of government being run by the gambling industry. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries, Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.